gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday morning with me, Dave Chan-Smith, on Basingstoke Community Radio. And of course, it is time for the garden editor. I've got Claire on the telephone line. Good morning to you, Claire. How are you this morning? All right.
Good morning. I am very well. First off, Dave, are you in one piece though after Storm Bert this weekend?
Yeah, I'm all in one piece. Apart from my garden's not, but I am. So that's all. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh no! What did you lose? What happened?
Just one of the wicker chairs decided to end up at the bottom of the garden. But that's all right. Other than that, it's fine. You know, the rocking chair's still there, so that's all right.
That sounds a really nice thing to the garden. Yeah. But yeah, it's often trampolines, pergolas, things, you know, kind of loose bits and pieces tend to fly around. So a shout out there for all the fencers and the tree surgeons who might be having a really busy time of this year. But I thought we'd talk a bit about something which is on this week, actually, Dave.
What's that?
It is National Tree Week, which
Oh,
is run by the
before
Tree
you go any further, actually, do you know what today is?
What is today?
It's National Cake Day today.
Oh, is it?
Of all the
Now
days, National Cake Day. What's your favourite cake, Claire?
Oh, that is a big question. I really do like lemon drizzle cake. I also quite like walnut, coffee and walnut cake.
That's a good
That's
one.
quite fine. A chocolate cake, I find the idea of the chocolate cake sometimes is better than the taste of them. Does that make any sense? Like you think it's going to be better than it actually is. Those are my top two. How about you?
Coffee and walnut is definitely on the one of the two. Otherwise, I do like a farmhouse fruit cake.
Oh yeah, well it's definitely time. If you've not made your Christmas pudding or your Christmas cake by now, now is definitely time to crack that out. You know,
okay. Well, that's enough of that rubbish then. All right, let's talk about trees. Come on, let's talk about trees.
Okay, so trees. So I say it's National Tree Week. And trees are super, super, super important to us. I was mad. Like the day you were born, Dave, somewhere in the world planted a tree.
Do you
And
reckon?
that tree is, and it's likely to outlive maybe your descendants. You know, that's the thing about trees is they can have incredibly long lives. And they get so big, or some of them get so big.
Yeah, they do.
But they do loads of good things for us. Not only are they great for wildlife, they lock up carbon, they can provide shelter, they can provide shade. We're looking at how much they can actually cool streets in cities. They can actually provide a lot of reduction of the temperature in urban places. There's all sorts of things that trees can do for us, as well as looking and just being amazing living things. So this week is National Tree Week, run by the Tree Council. So I thought I'd do a bit about how can you introduce trees into your garden if you've got space.
All right, then.
Yeah. So the first thing to think about is why should you plant a tree? Well, we've talked a bit about that, but another thing that a tree can do in your garden is it can provide a lot of screening. So particularly as our gardens get smaller and we might live in closer and closer to proximity, trees can really break up a scene in a way that like maybe fences or hard landscaping can't do that. And they can also be great if you want to encourage wildlife into your gardens because they provide nesting spaces and things like that. But before you go out, you're not going to go and plant a massive huffing great oak in your back garden typically because that will get ginormous and you don't want problems with the roots interfering with your foundations. So I always say pick the right size tree for what you need it to do for you. So the further away from your foundations, like at the far end of a garden, if you want screening, you can opt for larger trees or trees which will grow into larger specimens. But if you're looking at closer towards your house or even on your balcony, you can get mini and dwarf trees which also have a really good set of things they can do for you. And this time of year, from now on, all the way through till spring, is the ideal time to plant trees because you can buy trees in pots, in plastic pots. It's called containerized. But you can also buy them just with the root ball. They're literally lifted up from this time of year onwards by massive, massive special machinery on nurseries, on tree plantations. And they're wrapped up in a Hessian, like almost like a Christmas present, wrapped up in a Hessian ball and transported. And so when you plant it, you don't even need to take that Hessian off. You just plant it in situ. And that's a great way of getting a really, really lovely tree. And for smaller trees, you can buy them bare root. Do you remember back in the day we did an episode about buying roses?
No.
It was a long time ago. I think it might have been my first gig.
I've been honest then. Oh yeah, no, we did, because we did talk about roses, because you found a rose off named after me.
I did. Well, there you go. There
And
you are.
that
You
was
do have a,
February the
you can
14th
remember.
as well. That was
It
Valentine's Day, wasn't it?
was indeed
Yeah.
almost coming up to 2 years, would you believe?
Yeah. Wow.
I know, doesn't time fly when you're on the radio? But the great thing about bare root trees is they are super cheap and really easy to transport. So you literally buy them and it looks like a pile of dead twigs. But the thing is, you still dig a nice big hole for them. You provide a good mound of topsoil so the roots kind of splay out around a little mound, and then you refill that mostly with topsoil. You can add a little bit of compost, but the science and the learning is now to say we shouldn't use too much compost when we're planting trees. Soil is better. And it's just a much cheaper, easier way to get them. You can get them delivered to your door. My poor other half is pretty fed up of like piles of sticks turning up on our front doorstep, and it's me having got another tree or two to deliver for a client. And then the thing to do with larger trees in particular is to make sure they are staked. So we've had Storm Bert this last weekend, haven't we?
We did.
And guess what I was doing on Friday
Oh,
afternoon?
would you planting a tree Friday afternoon?
I was planting a 2.5 meter tree, and I was thinking, okay, this is going to really test my staking.
It
So when
still
we
there?
stake, it's still there. So
Still
when we
upright?
stake trees, they've not said not. So
Right,
I'm
okay.
choosing to believe that tree is still doing its thing. So when we stake, we put a stake in the ground, if possible, at 45 degrees, right at the base of it, leaning into the wind. And that means that if the tree is rocking in the wind, it's going to rock and be supported by that stake at the opposite end. So it's almost like acting in harmony with the wind. And you want your tree to move a little bit because that's how it gets stronger and gets more ligamous growth in its trunk. But yeah, do stake them. The larger trees, and you might see this on new housing developments, you'll see them. They've got two stakes either side and a crossbar. And if you're planting a tree of 3 meters or more, you would definitely want to double stake those trees, just because, in the wild, trees grow from little acorns and they plug themselves into the world. The worldwide web of tree roots under the ground. But if you're buying a new tree, it's got to have to do all that establishment of its root structure by itself. So the staking for the first 2 years is really critical. And then the other thing I always say is we're not planting a tree, we're establishing a tree. So while the ground is nice and wet at the moment, it's really important if you are planting trees to make sure that you really water it and look after it for the first 2 summers in particular, because by then that's when it will get its feet down and get itself really happy in the soil. But if we don't look after our trees after planting, we see all these tree planting initiatives, but the failure rate can be really, really high. And that doesn't do anything for carbon storage. It's kind of a waste of material of all the kind of the growing and the staking and the plastic tree guards for it if you've got deer. So if you are planting a tree, please don't treat it just as a Sunday afternoon activity, but it's kind of an ongoing love for first couple of summers. And then after that, you can literally crack back and watch it blossom and go on.
It's not just a present for Christmas, is it?
No, but it's a great fun thing to do to plant a tree. And so good things to plant in trees, good trees to plant around here. So I always like recommending a couple of trees. I think crabapple trees are brilliant because you've got the lovely, lovely blossom in spring. Then you have nice green leafy structure in the summer, and then you get little tiny fruits all winter long, which are great for the bees and the birds to eat, or you can eat them or use them in kind of crabapple sauce yourself
Can you eat them?
for
Can
some
we
of the
eat crab
cultivars.
apples then?
If you crabapple jelly is a definite thing,
All
so
right.
you want to make sure you get the right cultivar for that. So there's a couple of them that I really, really love. Aros is tiny, so she is literally 1.5 meters high, and I have her just outside my kitchen window. Bright purple stems, and then pink, pink, pink blossom in spring, which just looks really spectacular. And then lovely purple berries. There's larger ones like Everest. She's really big and spready, so she forms a really big like umbrella style canopy and like masses and masses of blossom in spring. So there's a whole different types you can go, and the best thing I would say is kind of go online and work out what size and shape you've got to fit a tree overall, and then work out what you can get. The larger the tree, the more it will cost you, but bare root is normally going to be cheaper than containerized plants for sure.
And just remember, when you
So
plant them, they do get bigger, don't they?
they do. Well, like all living things, when you buy trees, you're not buying an outdoor sofa or your lovely rocking chair
No,
that you were
no.
talking about. Living things change shape and space, and that sounds a bit trite to say, but it's a really important thing to remember. So if you've been inspired, there's an article on my website about how to plant a tree. But if you are around and looking at a nice present for someone for Christmas, a bare root tree, there's normally one with someone's name or a particular anniversary. It's a really lovely gift, and not only will your generation thank you for it, but the future generations will as too.
Oh, well done. That's all right. So
You're very welcome.
we spoke about trees today. That's all good. Do you want any more, anything more about trees, or have you just
No,
got your song to tell me?
I do have my song. I do have my song, and I'm afraid it's a bit retro. I do remember listening to this as a teenager quite a lot because I liked this album, and I'd forgotten about this song until I was looking for one. So my track of the week, Dave, is A Thousand Trees by the Stereophonics.
By the Stereophonics, well done. Okay, I will get that on for you. In the meantime, I'm going to speak to you in a couple of weeks' time, which will be halfway into December then.
We absolutely will. So I
So
imagine we might do a bit of a,
next time we talk will be not the second, it'll be, oh yeah, the week after.
I
Will it be
know, I
is
know
it the
indeed.
9th?
Something like that,
Yeah,
something like that. So
just
what I'd
before my birthday
definitely
then. Just before my
do
birthday,
in
all
oh,
right?
well,
That's all right.
there we are.
Yeah, lovely.
I know what kind of cake to make you. And I think maybe next time what we'll do is do a bit of a review of the gardening year. So
Yeah,
all the
let's do
things which have
that.
been good about
Yeah.
this year and last year. And if you've got anything to share in the program about how your garden's done this year, please let us know because it's really helpful. And sometimes you realize it's not you, it's just the weather and things changing. So you're not bad gardeners if things haven't performed the way that you'd want them this year.
Absolutely. We'll get your song on in a minute then, Claire. Thank you very much for joining me, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
No problems. Happy cake day.
And you, bye-bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.